As the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. elections grinds on, a House committee also accuses the IRA, that's Russia's Internet Research Agency, of trying to pit environmental activists against fossil fuel advocates. The House Science Committee, chaired by Republican Lamar Smith of Texas, prepared the report. It analyzed how that Russian troll farm, also targeted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, hyped controversies about pipelines, hydraulic fracturing, and climate change on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Tim Pucco covers energy policy for The Wall Street Journal and wrote about the report. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Hi, thank you very much.
So what evidence does this report offer to support its finding that Russia has been trying to influence U.S. domestic energy markets by exploiting social media?
They reached out to a lot of the biggest social media companies, and those companies turned over a lot of posts from some of the same Russian agents who were caught up in the Mueller investigation recently. These were meme-like posts that were created by some of those agents, typically to take the side of environmentalists in different controversies surrounding oil and gas development, new pipelines. Sometimes they took the other side and made fun of the not-in-my-backyard types who didn't want renewable energy or clean energy projects in their area. But mostly it was pretty clear that these posts were designed to inflame fears from people who have environmental concerns or health concerns about typically fossil fuel development.
So, Tim, we've looked at some of these posts. They are rather provocative. You know, there's one that has a woman, maybe she's a girl. She's looking at the plains. It says, love water, not oil, protect our mother. Stand with Standing Rock, and hashtags for some of the Standing Rock concerns. And there's a flip side that shows a shiny row of pipe connections. And then it shows a dump, really. And that's what it looks like after protesters came through, trash everywhere, posted by something called Maybe America First and Stand for Freedom. These certainly look like they were designed to inflame conflict.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I think if you think about all the other things that these Russian agents have been accused of doing, there are trolls in every sense of the word, at least from what we know of the allegations. One thing that I think is important to note about what this committee turned over is a lot of these posts don't have a lot of engagement. Their shares are relatively low. Their replies are relatively low. I think at best a couple of them maybe got 1,000 or a few thousand replies or types of engagement in some way, but a lot of them had just a handful. I think it's a pretty long bridge that you have to build to look at these posts and say, well, they were really influential in stirring up both sides here or one side or another. They didn't really get a whole lot of engagement in the end, most of them.
We know about Russian attempts to sway the U.S. election, but why would Russia want to influence American opinions on energy policy?
I think this is actually maybe the most interesting element in this case. You know, we've heard about the IRA and all the different ways they're allegedly trying to sow discord through the election, through homing in on racial issues, hot button issues like that. This is the first time that we've heard of them trying to stir things up in America in a way that would directly benefit Russia, potentially. You think about how the world of energy has changed in the past 10 years with the oil boom in the U.S. Russian production is up a lot, too. They're now the world's leading oil producer. And the most recent data suggests that that'll change in a few years, that the U.S. is about to start competing with Russia for that title as the world's top oil producer. They're both huge natural gas producers, too, and they're both, especially increasingly in the U.S., going to be exporting a lot of that gas. So these two countries, in a very real way, on a global stage, are competing for markets in energy. And if there's something that Russia can do to undermine development of oil and gas in the U.S., that stands to benefit Russia, because that's less supply that the U.S. can put on the market and more room for Russia to sell more of its supply.
Now, if I understand the report correctly, Tim, it looked at these Russian troll farms and said that about 4% of their activity was linked to this energy disinformation, whatever you want to call it, campaign. But some 8% was linked to the questions we know around the election. So the Russians seem to be taking this energy business pretty seriously, I gather.
I think that was the other startling point about it, is how much energy, sorry for the pun, but how much energy they put behind this, how much of their resources they devoted to this particular topic. And it goes back to this idea of Russia and the U.S. competing on the global stage. This is something that can really benefit them. The outcome, if it were successful, would be to, you know, undermine production in the U.S., undermine the country's ability to get newfound supplies of oil and gas from the center of the country to coastal ports where it's exported.
Now, Representative Lamar Smith, chairman of the House Science Committee, is well known for his climate change denial and, of course, has been pretty friendly to oil and gas during his 30 years in Congress, being from Texas. To what extent does that affect the credibility of this report, do you think?
Well, I don't want to personally make any judgments on the credibility, but I think one thing to note about the committee and the staff that investigated it is that it wasn't a bipartisan effort. This was from Republican leadership on the committee. Of course, they have the majority on the committee. And while a lot of studies or in reports and investigations that come out of congressional committees like this are done on a bipartisan basis, this one was not. This was something that we've heard from the Democratic staff that they did not even know about. And so it is, you know, politically pretty obvious to say, well, right now, if you're a Republican in D.C. and you can point to what's going on in this sort of soft conflict between Russia and the United States, one that has embroiled President Trump's administration so much, and say, well, hey, it's not just the president. There aren't just implications here, Republican versus Democrat. Here's another issue where Russian trolls allegedly came after a part of U.S. society that is really not all that partisan. Of course, typically, I think Democrats are going to be friendlier to environmentalists. But, you know, we all benefit from having a robust energy industry, especially if we have one that is producing more and selling more and creating more economic activity than one of our top geopolitical rivals. So for the committee to come out and say, hey, it's not just a thing that is affecting President Trump, it's affecting the American economy, there are reasons to think that that would be politically beneficial to a group of Republicans in Washington right now.
Tim, the report also makes the claim that, quote, the Kremlin is manipulating environmental groups in an attempt to carry out their agenda. And I guess last June, Chairman Smith sent a letter to the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, claiming that shell companies and private foundations were passing Russian money to big environmental groups here in the United States. Those are pretty damning claims. How fair are those claims? And how are the environmental nonprofits responding to those kind of charges?
You hear those claims a lot in Washington these days. Personally, I'd like to see more evidence on that first. I don't know how much veracity there is to those claims. It's important to note that there are legitimate concerns that these groups have. Even if there are some Russian trolls out in the internet trying to incite fears, well, you know, pipelines can pose a lot of risks to the environment. There are a lot of studies out there that suggest that living near a well site in particular can be dangerous to health in one way or another. And they're very legitimate concerns.
Tim Pucco is an energy policy reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Tim, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.